The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
But today's the last day of October, Jennifer.
Happy Halloween.
First, happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Wait a minute. Do I still have any ear? Maggie, you might want to adjust that just a little bit. Jennifer sounds like she's very eager to get going and have conversation today. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and the Good Day program with a focus on Eric Frein, F-R-E-I-N, Frein. Michael says Frein. You say Frein also. That would be when you, let's see, I before E, except after C. F-R-E-I-N. So
Frein.
Frein, the I emphasizes and makes the E long. So it isn't Frein. It would be Frein if it was F-R-I-E-N.
E-N, right.
Right, okay.
It's Frein, I think.
All right. Michael, would you adjust our microphone, please, a little bit so it's not quite so loud? That'd be nice.
Could turn it off.
Yeah, you could do that, but it probably wouldn't
well,
be very helpful.
Mean.
It would be helpful if it wasn't so loud. The man who evaded capture for 6 weeks after allegedly killing a Pennsylvania state trooper, wounding another one. Okay, so I want to know whether justice is being served here. I'm going to play the contrarian. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. So in understanding how much the U.S. Marshals have been involved, the state police have been involved, local police have been involved in the Pocono area of Pennsylvania, beautiful area. Law enforcement in general were after this guy nonstop with millions of dollars spent to grab this guy. Now, I'm not telling you that I have sympathy with him whatsoever. Not a drop of that is oozing from me. I don't know one way or another, other than what I've read in the last month or so, anything about this guy. He's being arraigned in Milford, Pennsylvania today. Handcuffs, the usual stuff. Although there was a bit of irony, the handcuffs they used to restrain Frein belonged to the trooper he supposedly killed. So, I mean, what is this? This is a show? What is this about? This, when countered with, and this is where I'm trying to figure out whether justice is being served or not, is this show, is this all of this attention, these millions of dollars have been spent to chase this guy down, would the same thing have been done if he had been accused of shooting someone who was not a policeman? Somebody, remember,
I think the answer is no, probably.
No. Okay. So is that fair? Is that just?
I think it certainly would. If he had shot a civilian and was planning to, as he said, he was planning to kill more police, if he was planning to kill more civilians,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they would have spent this.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you think they would have spent, I mean, they were with him for what? It took 7 weeks?
7 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty intense
search. Yeah, look at the sniper in Washington, D.C. 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They spent
Look at the guy in California. There was a guy who did the same thing in California, right? A younger kid was with him. Do I remember that from, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago? Some deranged guy would stand or sit on the bridge, lay on the bridge, and he had some young kid with him. Don't I remember something like that?
Oh, a bridge shooter. Something, maybe vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was a while ago.
So how much, this is a rhetorical question or not. Ask it of yourself or participate with us at 888-302-3684 or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Ken, you got any comments about this guy? It's early on in the overview, I'm wondering what people are thinking about that. So what's the number one issue on the minds of people that are discussing or sending us their thoughts at Facebook or Twitter?
So far, it's still Ebola.
Mm-hmm. the number two item this week on the countdown, the talk radio topics of the week, top 10 listed at DougStephan.com. And our poll normally at the end of the week asks you to look at this list and tell us what's most important to you. Is it the midterm election, which is what talkers came up with? And I would say yes. I would agree with the midterm elections being number one. Domestic Ebola cases and Ebola in general is number two. Battle against ISIS is three. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that's kind of salty in there that I don't think makes much difference to most people. This Tim Cook thing, Jennifer and Kenny, Apple's chief came out of the closet to tell everybody he was gay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it affected. I was just looking around, nosing around, actually, to see how it affected the price of the stock, one way or another. How does this guy telling everybody he's gay, why would that affect the stock?
Well, and it's just so silly. You know, it actually might make it go up at this point. I don't know why. It kind of sort of, when you brought this up to me yesterday, I thought, okay, who cares? The guy, you know, what does it matter to me what this guy does?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, do you think he's using this as a, I mean, this is obviously some kind of publicity stunt.
Well,
he would have just kept his mouth shut.
It is a publicity stunt, and the venue was Alabama. He was getting some award at Alabama, Kenny, if I remember correctly, right? He's getting some sort of award from the University of Alabama. And because this is a hot-button issue in Alabama, did he choose to make the statement in Alabama because they're not exactly pro-gay marriage in Alabama in general?
Well, he said that he felt like he couldn't go there and accept an award and not say something about the way they treat their citizens.
Of course he could have.
He could have
if he wanted to.
I'm just saying he didn't feel like he could
go there
and do that.
Yeah.
The divorce rate is over 50%. I'm heterosexual, so should I feel upset going into any state and saying that should I make an announcement saying I'm heterosexual and not being treated fairly?
That could be the case, Jennifer.
You know?
Are you not being treated fairly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe not. Right. They're not, like, looking at me.
Part of the reason he did this was because in Alabama you can still be fired if they find out that you're gay.
I just think this has gotten to be such a huge thing. And
well,
it's like,
but listen to what Kenny just said.
Life.
No, wait a minute. What Kenny just said is the real story here. In Alabama and a few other states in the South, you can be fired from your job legally if the boss doesn't like the fact that you are a homosexual. How's that right?
You know, I don't think that it is. For me, I would not fire someone for their personal life. And that's, I'm not protecting people that do that. What I'm saying is, when did it become such a big deal to talk about a personal life and our sexual orientation? To me, that's private business. And I don't know why we've made it such a public issue. It's just weird to me.
It became a public issue because people who don't say anything lose their job, don't get certain rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it, I mean, the absence of it was a public issue.
I don't know.
888-302-3684. Back to the catching of Mr. Freen. Michael is in Trenton, New Jersey. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug and the gang there. Ken, Jennifer, and...
Hi.
Good morning. I have people that are law enforcement people in my family. And I don't think that they would have spent this kind of money to was just a citizen. Even my aunt has a place up there.
See, I agree with you. I don't think they would.
It's incredible it took this much time.
That's 7 weeks.
That's almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm. So and, the police are patting themselves on the back today. Job well done. We caught the bad guy.
And well, good. I'm glad they did.
It was one guy, one man, all alone. For 7 weeks, they spent millions. They had literally thousands of police chasing after this guy. I don't think they should be proud of themselves at all.
Do you think he had help? He was clean-shaven when found, I heard a report.
That he had somebody helping him out. Okay, so let me ask you guys this. When I found out they caught him, I was like, aw. Now, I don't have any sympathy for this guy. He's a gross, dirty cop killer, and I don't like him, and I'm glad they caught him.
He's accused of it.
Okay, allegedly. But let's just say all evidence points to that direction. I don't like the guy.
I'm
I don't have a sympathetic bone.
True.
But just wait. Do you, when you have someone who's hidden out for so long, go, aw, man, they finally, like, you know, if it was only 2 days, I wouldn't have felt that way. But because it was such a long time, it was like, it was just kind of a weird story to follow that it took 7 weeks for them to find this guy.
And the story kind of trailed away, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They lost, now when I was talking to the call screener on a different subject, you said something about Alabama. They can fire a homosexual just for being his...
talking about Tim Cook, who went to Alabama to get an award from university there, and he felt he had to tell everybody that he was gay because they have a very strange attitude toward gayness in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And you said he was fired simply for that.
No, I didn't say he was fired. Look at how stories get twisted around. No, I said that it's the law in Alabama that you can fire someone if you find out that he or she is gay.
That's the law in Alabama.
That's back home in Alabama, right?
That's got to be changed. That's not right.
There you go. All right. Michael, thank you for listening to us instead of New Jersey 101.
I love him.
I appreciate that.
Call us anytime.
888-55. Where am I giving the right number here? I get it. 888-302 Doug. Here is Dave in San Francisco. Dave, you have a clarification for us on the shooter issue?
Well, morning, Doug, everybody. There's nothing that I like better than talking guns in the morning. A couple of things. First of all, you were asking about, you were talking, alluding to a D.C. incident, and then you thought he was a bridge shooter, but no, that was a D.C. sniper.
Well, there's I said the bridge shooter was Los Angeles. The sniper, mm-hmm. I remember from... Well, there were two separate people.
He was profoundly important because you remember D.C. Sniper got started just as they were introducing the USA Patriot Act, and all of Congress was evacuated, mm-hmm. and then, bam, 2 minutes after they're back in, Patriot Act is passed. They never read it, and so the D.C. Sniper was mighty damn convenient when it came to the USA Patriot
Act. No, I never
thought
about that. David, that's an excellent point.
But that's right. That is the time.
Excellent point. Isn't it interesting how these happen just by coincidence, sort of, so we can get the Patriot Act, which takes away all of our, or many of our freedoms. That's interesting food for thought. Thank you for bringing that back to our attention. 18 after the hour. This is the Friday Good Day program.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Bill, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Don't miss the store-wide savings and shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. And Kohl's is your Disney Frozen destination. Save on a huge assortment of Frozen products, including everything from fashion to home. Many you'll find only at Kohl's. Plus, sign up for Kohl's Yes to Year Rewards and get rewarded for shopping. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, find your yes. Kohl's.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Doug Steffen, promo code 11111111, 21 after the hour.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Again, the news. She's been in the news a lot this week. She's in the news
a
lot.
She's a new album.
Because she knows how to promote herself. Not only is she good at what she does, she's good at bringing people's attention, and that's part of success. Don't you think so, Jen, when you
absolutely.
Get right down to it?
And she knows how to use social media, too, which is really, really smart.
So she was hired in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if hired is the right word, but she was asked to be the ambassador for New York City. And I didn't quite understand why that was the case, because she's not from New York. She doesn't really even represent New York particularly. Do you think her presentation
she has
New
a house
York?
In the Hamptons.
Yeah, well, that's not...
that kind of gets you a little bit in New York.
That's hardly New York
City. But no,
City.
I'd say she's more Nashville, and I mean, her main residence, I think, is up in Rhode Island. I think she has a place.
Yeah. She has a new song called Welcome to New York.
Yeah. There you go.
Trying to sort of make the anthem for the city.
But a lot of people, the locals in New York, are not big fans questioning her street cred, Kenny,
right.
Mocking the videos that she made for the tourism agency. So maybe they could have, who else could they have? Who's a New Yorker, a really through and through, dyed-in-the-wool New
Madonna.
Yorker? Who?
Madonna.
Madonna's from Detroit.
She is, but she lives in New York for, what, 20-something years now, and her kids go to school there. She's pretty close.
Really? She doesn't have the clean-cut image, though.
Oh, you want someone clean-cut?
Well,
clean
don't
cut
you think that's
York?
What they want for New York? What would you, if you were looking for an ambassador for Los Angeles, Jennifer, who would you pick?
An ambassador for Los Angeles, Bob Hope.
He's not with us any longer.
Oh, okay. Jay Leno. See, oh, David Letterman, I'd scream for New York. How about that?
David Letterman would be a better New York. I think you're right about that. David Letterman would be better, even though he's older and they want to present youth. Everything is about youth. The youths of America. Speaking of Letterman, let's go to some of the monologues from last night's late night programs. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. We don't seem to have anything here from David Letterman, but we do have Craig Ferguson.
This is exciting news. Yesterday was the Internet's 45th birthday. The Internet turned 45. That's right. 45 years ago today, someone downloaded porn onto a Commodore 64. It took 7 hours to download. I like it. The Internet was probably really around for about, what, 5 hours before they started using
porn? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They started printing out nudes on dot matrix.
Yeah.
I guess Election Day is less than a week away, and one of the best things about election season is the local candidates. I love watching them. I love seeing them. Some of them have really colorful backgrounds. For instance, check out this guy running for lieutenant governor in Arkansas.
Election season in Arkansas has brought out an admission that one of the candidates used to be a stripper. His name is John Burkhalter. He's a Democrat running for lieutenant governor. His stripper name was the Metro Express.
Wait, what? He's a stripper, that guy. Of course, all this makes more sense when you see one of his campaign ads. Can we watch one of his ads?
Creating jobs in Arkansas takes someone who knows how to create a successful business.
I spent my whole life building small businesses in Arkansas. Businesses like Boys R Us, Starbucks, Red Lobster, Saks Fifth Avenue, and of course, Walmart.
Last one, I think Walmart has it. Lawsuit, I really do. This is really cool. Apple CEO Tim Cook wrote an article this week coming out as gay and saying that he's tried to maintain a basic level of privacy. Said users of Apple's iCloud, yeah, good luck with that. After Cook came out as gay, a member of Russian parliament has called for him to be banned from Russia for life. At which point, everyone in Ukraine came out as gay.
I have to say congratulations to the Giants for winning the World Series last night in San Francisco. The Giants won last night in San Francisco. Big parades, men dancing in the streets, taking their clothes off. Then they heard about the baseball, and thanks, my friend.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, student debt now exceeds credit card debt in America, which hurts students and the economy. What can or should Washington do about it?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Come back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. With student debt at $1.2 trillion, burdening both students and consumer demand in the economy, what, if anything, should Washington do to help students get the college they need?
I don't think anybody, by going to college, should become indebted. Life is hard enough as it is for young people graduating from college. The idea that we would saddle them with $30,000 of debt on average, coming out of college, that 7 in 10 of them would be in debt as they leave college, is crazy as a matter of policy to me. Every American who has the intellectual wherewithal to make use of college,
right,
wants to go to college, should have the opportunity to be in college and not end up in debt as a result. We can accomplish that as a nation. We just have to put the money in the right place.
Oh, I see. You would subsidize it in some
Absolutely.
Way.
Well, I think he's largely right on his solution. I just don't know that the government should be paying all the costs. Of course the government should be subsidizing student loans. I had a subsidized student loan from the government when I went to college. My beef with this is that colleges and universities are jacking up the rates on tuition to pay these lavish salaries for educators and overhead that I think we need to rethink.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Conversation about what's going on in the world. What the heck is going on here? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Aruni, Michael Fortier is answering your calls. When you call us at 888-302-3684, call another number, and somebody in Laura Ingram's staff will answer the phone. So try that one.
Which could be fun, too.
Yeah, of course it could be. So the world, as it continues to change and spin, think about, even Jennifer, at your young age, how things have changed.
I love you.
How you have, in your life, seen so many changes. Kenny, you've seen a lot of changes in your life. I've seen a lot of changes in my... We all have seen a lot of changes in our lives to a point where it seems some things are not even recognizable. For example, the candy that will be given out trick-or-treat tonight. How much of it is the same as it was when you were a child? Look at what you have purchased. Look at what you've paid for what you've purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have.
Especially because it's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my house varies so much. Like one year I got like 16 kids, and the next year I got 90.
Right.
So it's like, and now I'm thinking, okay, it's Friday. So I probably overbought, and it was expensive.
Right. All right. I'm remembering back to, this is the way back memory department for Doug Steffen.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you can identify with the candy that you got in the 60s or the 50s even, or the 70s or the 80s or whenever it was? I remember Milky Way bars and Snicker bars and Three Musketeer bars. I remember buying them for 50 cents. What do they cost now? What's a Milky Way bar? I'm trying to remember last time we bought a Three Musketeers.
It's got to be at least a buck.
Got to be a dollar.
Right.
It's funny. I don't usually buy single candy bars, so I don't know. But I'm guessing it's $1, $1.20, something.
Okay. So I'm going, let's see here. If you go back to that price and then you convert it to today's money, it's $4.50 a pound for those bars. The little in the bags, you buy the little bars?
Mm-hmm.
Hershey's Kisses, $5.30 a pound then. I don't think they're much more than that now. Or at least they haven't been until the situation with Ebola. Now, how does Ebola affect what you're paying for a Milky Way bar? Follow me on this, folks.
I'm working on it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, follow me on this. Or O. Henry bar. How many people, do they still have O. Henry bars? Is there still
O. Henry? I actually don't see them often, but I did notice them last night because I went, who buys O. Henry anymore?
Okay. Did you get bubble gum?
No. Oh, God, no. That's gross.
Chuckles candies? Remember them?
No. Don't even know what
that
is.
Does anybody use lollipops anymore? Lollipop? Lollipop. How about lollipops? You put them in your trick-or-treat bag? And what do they cost?
You know, my mom used to, our big thing was like Tootsie Pops.
Yeah.
And like the bag, my mom was so funny because we were poor. She was she was going back to school to become a teacher. My dad was, we were split up.
Yeah.
So she would get like a bag of the good chocolates, but then she'd also get a bag of what she called the supplemental candy, which is like that big bag of like the Tootsie Rolls and the Tootsie Pops and the dots, you know that one?
Right.
So each kid would get one good candy and one supplemental candy. Exactly.
Right. Who makes candy corn these days? I remember
Brock.
Lewis's
Brock's.
Candy. It's Brock's now. Okay. So the connection between the cost of what you're paying this year, or maybe more importantly, what you'll pay next year for your candy bars, especially if there's chocolate in them, is going to be dramatic because most of the chocolate, the cocoa from which chocolate is made, comes from the region in Africa where there happens to be a bit of a medical problem. So in these countries where chocolate is, this is their big export in all these countries where Ebola is, chocolate not being picked, chocolate not being shipped, nothing's going on. Industry and commerce, little as it was in these countries, is non-existent right now. Nothing is going on in the economy. These countries are going to go broke fast because there's no business going on. Nobody wants to buy anything from these countries. Nobody wants to touch anything that's shipped from these countries. So people have stopped. And so as a result of that, what you're paying for a candy bar now, or maybe what you paid over the last 4 or 5 months, and what you will pay over the next 4 or 5 months, wait till Christmas and you start shopping for chocolate and candy at Christmas time. The prices are going to go through the roof. So, if you have a sweet tooth like I do, and you love chocolate like I do, and that's how I know that the prices are on the rise, I don't pay much attention because the cheap chocolate, like the Three Musketeers bar, it's about a buck, I think. I think you're right about that. But when you go into, there are sections now in most of the good upscale grocery stores have all this dark, so they have a big rack of dark chocolate and sweet chocolate and chocolate with raspberry and chocolate with orange and chocolate with cherries and chocolate with strawberries. And it's like, hello, it's heaven for those of us who are chocolate lovers. But look at the price for this candy. Woo-wee. So I just wanted to...
I feel like there should be an oi at the end of that. Look at the price. Oi.
Look at the price. Ay. Okay, so I just wanted you to be able to put that together. How much money have you spent or do you, on average, spend for Halloween candy? Good day. For Halloween candy. Jen?
Oh, I spent a lot last night. Like I said, I think I'm going to have a lot of kids.
Where did you go to buy?
It's been such a busy week. I probably could have saved money, but I went to Rite Aid because it was close to my
house. Rite Aid is right there in the mall.
And
right?
I was just tired and wanted to go home.
Kenny, what about you? You don't have that many people visiting you, though, right?
No, Lisa came home from the store a couple days ago with four big bags. I'd be surprised if it was $20 worth.
Mm-hmm. $20 worth. Okay. Is it worth it? What do you feel? I guess I'm asking this for all of you who spend this money. What's the benefit? Why do you do it? 888-302-3684. Why?
I can answer that question for you. Because when I was a little kid, I think one of the best memories that I had was, again, you know, coming from the split broken home that I came from.
Oh, yes,
my dad would come and pick me up. No, I'm just teasing about that. But my dad would come and pick me up at my mom's house, and he and I would walk the entire neighborhood, and we'd have so much fun together. And then he would take me in his car, and we'd go visit my great aunt, and then my grandmother, and they would give me special little treats, and it was probably one of my most favorite childhood memories to do that with my dad. I felt special. It was great and together time. And you know what? It cost me $20-$30 now to hand out candy to kids, but you know what? For somebody, that's their memory time. You know, I mean, it's a cool holiday if you're just from a parent kid bonding standpoint, I think.
All right. So that's very, see, I think that's what I'm looking for in terms of emotion or memories, that sort of thing brings you. I just think it's interesting for you to find your motives. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for them or you?
Both, you know, it makes you feel good. Okay. To make some kids' day, you know.
All right. Speaking of children, do you know who G. Kinson, age 13, and G. Kinlan, age 11 are?
No. Tell me.
Kenny, you know who they are?
No.
All right. They are the two Malaysian children who yesterday announced a suit against Malaysia Airlines and the government of Malaysia over the loss of their father on Flight 370. Lawsuit filed by relatives of those on the jetliner that still has yet to be found. The two children in the lawsuit accuse the Civil Aviation Department there of negligence for failing to try and contact the plane within a reasonable time after it disappeared. The suit was filed with their country's high court, alleges the airline was negligent, failed to take all due measures to ensure a safe flight. It also named the directors of Civil Aviation and Immigration, the country's Air Force chief, the government, any government bureaucracy involved, as they committed gross negligence and breach of duty. How could a big plane, one of the youngsters said, how could a big plane like this go missing? That's a pretty basic bottom line question, isn't it? Huh?
You know what? Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
The kids are seeking damages for mental distress, emotional pain, loss of support, following the disappearance of their father.
Yeah, what's worse than anything else is the not knowing. I mean, you're grieving for somebody and you don't know what happened to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah. So, but isn't it interesting that an American lawyer got a hold of him?
Cha-ching.
God bless America.
Oh, my God. God bless America. So, let's see how this thing all that works itself out. Speaking of God Bless America and the related involvement that we have with other countries around the world, and speaking also of where cocoa and coffee, cocoa comes from, coffee not far away, although I think most of the coffee, I'm thinking about BuzzBox coffee, comes from South America, doesn't it now? Most of the really good,
the
Arabica
stuff,
coffee comes from, that's where BuzzBox coffee comes from, because it is the best. BuzzBox coffee, B-U-Z-Z. Don't you love saying that and hearing it? Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, box, BuzzBox coffee. You can get a free, Jennifer says, I know it's Friday. I can tell by listening to him that it's Friday. BuzzBox coffee is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and anybody who participates in this program, I mean from Michael Forty to Jennifer Horn to all those who are near and dear to us, the souls of our listeners, we love you. More and more of you every day are signing up for BuzzBox Coffee, either by going to the big orange box on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com or by simply calling 866-456-7805. People say, well, how can you convince me? You're not a coffee drinker. So how can you convince me that this is the best coffee? And the way I do it is to suggest that you call that number, 866-456-7805, and ask for the free bag of BuzzBox coffee. You get started with a free bag. They're not trying to, they don't ask you to sign up for more coffee after you get this delivered. Nope. They want you to have this free. You'll pay a few bucks shipping and handling, and that's it. So if you're tired of the coffee routine that you're in right now, and frankly, who is it? How many of you really love the coffee that you start your day with or have during the day? Do you really love it? Do you know how great BuzzBox coffee can smell when you open up your mailbox? And then when you make the coffee, the aroma, how it fills your kitchen, fills your house, maybe fills your car if you put it in a cup and bring it with you. Where it's there, it's that fragrance, it's the taste. It's how good it really is that convinces people to come back and say, yep, I want my coffee to be BuzzBox coffee. And you'll be helping out a lot of things in the video explaining why I got involved with BuzzBox coffee at DougStephan.com. But the bottom line is, it's really good, and it's really available, and you ought to take advantage of their free offer to get the first bag of BuzzBox coffee free so you smell and taste what it is you're missing without having BuzzBox in your life. 866-456-7805. Welcome to the world of BuzzBox.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to make the dose today.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
The fact that Valvoline is as good as it is presents a milestone for your car. make sure that you, if you love the car, like I've got an old Ford, 2000 Ford 350. I have 280 or 90,000 miles on this truck. I just had it all rebuilt because I like it. Charlotte likes it. Runs well. One of the reasons it runs well, the engine's never been apart, is because I use Valvoline. Your engine may look the same outside as it does we all look at the engine. Okay, looks fine. What do you know about what's inside the engine? You can't possibly know what's inside unless you're using good oil like Valvoline. You can't really trust the shape of the engine. But I will tell you something. You'll know it's in good shape using Valvoline because of the first motor oil ever designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdowns, leaks, deposits, friction, sludge, that sort of thing. Fortify your engine like I do mine on my pickup trucks with the proven protection of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. All right? So that's that story. What other stories do we have? This is story time. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All about stories. Your stories, our stories, the stories of the day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A couple of interesting personal sides of the use of technology. I'm going to bring you first to Shelley Palmer. The daily report that he has today will talk with you about Apple Pay and how to set it up. If you have a small business, you want to use it, or you want to use it to pay for things at the stores that honor it, either or both of those things, I'm guessing, on Shelley's mind as we focus on Apple Pay in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm John Rain, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after being unveiled in September, Apple Pay is finally here and ready to use. Available to everyone with an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, Apple Pay lets you replace your credit card with your smartphone to make purchases at any store with an Apple Pay reader. Want to get set up to start using Apple Pay at one of the 220,000 eligible locations? First things first, make sure you update your iPhone to iOS 8.1. Once you're up to date, open the Passbook app and scan in the credit card you want to use. Now you can use Apple Pay in two places. You can easily make in-app purchases in select apps like Target's app with the Touch ID sensor on your iPhone 6, iPad Air 2, or iPad Mini 3. Or you can head to a store that accepts Apple Pay, like McDonald's or Walgreens. When you're ready to check out, hold down the Touch ID sensor and point your iPhone to the Apple Pay reader. That's it. Paying has never been easier. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can if it's Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. How many of you use chat therapy online? There are websites that provide a lot of access. A lot of mental health counselors now are using these sites. Some of them come from self-help organizations, but there is a lot of chatting going on. And interestingly enough, Jennifer, much of it is among teenagers. There's a lot of it going on in offices as well. A growing tool for therapists, counseling people on everything from quitting smoking to sexual trauma, that sort of thing. There are a lot of people who think that text-based conversations are appealing because they're fast and they're anonymous.
Right.
Don't have to really tell who you are. Ever engage in anything like that?
No, I have not.
I think that
you?
Have I? I'm not really in the sense that I was looking for therapy. There's some interesting conversation. If you go to mytherapy.net, my-therapy.net, you can, and there's also another one, egetgoing.com. There are also other sites that you can use. But I pass this along because the sites provide a forum for conversation, participation, exchanging stories and support that may be very helpful for some of you who are in the mood or in the need. Some of them are free. Some of them cost $1.60 a minute. Let's see. MyTherapy.net.
Those are special phone lines.
$1.60 a minute. You're going to sign up at MyTherapy for $1,200 for a 12-week program. There are alcohol and drug treatment sites, part of egetgoing.com. So maybe, again, you know, this is the age of the Internet, the age of special sites, the age of help online. So you might want to check those.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.